5399 Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
American-made windows of the Upstate want you to see and feel the difference new windows can make in your life. Experience cleaner air quality, lower utility bills, easy maintenance, all while enhancing the value of your home. And American-made windows of the Upstate makes it affordable. Get $100 off every window with three or more with exterior trim. Call now for the Tiger Special, 334-6030. Online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in 654-7627. People always complain you can't get in on the show. You can get in right now. And people write me that the other day on Twitter. I said, well, it's an hour wait to get in. No, it's not. You can get in right this second. 654-7627 if you know what you want to talk about. If you're a Tiger fan and finally wants to admit that it's over. If you're a past loser of a bet with me regarding Tiger Woods and you finally want to come clean, pay up. Yeah, except for Paul. If you're Zeke, who, you know, want to pay your NCAA tournament bet that North Carolina would go further than Clemson in the NCAA tournament because you owe a pizza, you can do that as well.
There's no better pizza than Cho's New York Pizza. We both know that. So I thought we'd just have a gentleman's bet, Walt, and we'll do a large pizza for the station or large for me. You take Clemson, and I'll take Carolina, last team standing in March. That'd be our gentleman's bet.
Here's the thing. Did gentleman's bet mean he didn't have to pay?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it means that you trust him to pay.
Yeah, look, again, I'm not making any more wagers with any of you. I don't care. You know, you can line up your character witnesses from here till the end of time. You can even drop the money off. It's probably on a string. I'm not betting. I'm not making any more bets with any more listeners in this audience for any reason whatsoever. No more wagers. Too many unpaid. And we've never lost. Never. We've never lost a bet to a listener, but it doesn't do us any good. My garage is right here in Clemson, owned by Lester and Roxanna. They're great people, the Essexes. Lester used to design cars for the Ford Motor Company. He designed the building that my garage is in. First of all, it's an artistic beauty. But secondly, he wanted transparency in the industry, and because he felt that it was lacking. In other words, he wanted the customers to be able to see what's going on. So he put these big diamond-shaped windows in the adjacent to the lounge. And you could sit there and drink your coffee or whatever in pure comfort in the lounge and watch your vehicle being worked on right under your nose. How about that? You know, the only people who would do that are people who are totally honest, and that's what he wanted. He wanted people to be able to see what they were doing. He felt that that was lacking in the industry. So their team is 100 years, over 100 years combined experience. They're brilliant people. They work on every element of automotive repair. The only things they don't do are body work and paint. My Garage services all the exotics and is well known for doing so, like Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, Infiniti, Land Rover, Porsche, etc. So if you own an exotic vehicle, My Garage is the place you need to be. But Lester wanted me to tell you that, hey, they'll work on anything. Any make and model of vehicle. You own a 73 Pinto, call them up. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They handle Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many other brands. They'll give you a complimentary brake inspection with a mention of my name. With an oil change, you'll get a 32-point inspection if you mention Walt. And then there's this. They have robotic alignment, which I'd never seen before I went there. Maybe some of you have. I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know any place that has it. A human being never touches your vehicle. It's perfect every single time. My Garage by Essex. 551 Old Greenville Highway. So if you're tired of, going to get these alignments where you get right, you get back in, your toes never right, and it doesn't feel right, and it's pulling left or pulling right, robotic, perfect alignment. No human beings. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. By the way, it's worth it just to see that. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's My Garage. Let's get to Joe on the Northland Communication phone line. Joe, what's going on?
How's it going, Walt?
How you doing, Joe?
I didn't call in to talk about golf.
That's okay. I'm moving on.
One of the only listeners. I didn't watch the tournament. But as far as college football goes, I was going to ask you about a few different teams.
Yeah.
I know Florida got a decent quarterback, at least he's a four-star quarterback. I don't remember the guy's name. I just still can't get over the fact that when you watch Dan Mullen at Mississippi State, as a play caller, he choked, and he didn't have the courage to finish off drives or finish go for fourth downs. And, I mean, it's Florida. He'll get a lot of talent, but do you think he can really get like a 9-10 win season year one?
Well, again, look, I don't have any idea who their quarterback's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be Felipe Franks. And if it is, he has ability. He was just raw. Mullen has done a good job of finding quarterbacks. That's one thing he's been pretty good at. And I think he's going to do a good job at Florida. Look, I wasn't opposed to that hire. It's not the hire I would have made, but I can understand the rationale behind that hire. I think it's a good, solid football hire, which makes you think that Florida should improve and do so fairly soon. I mean, you know, look, here's the thing, Joe. No matter what you say about Dan Mullen and his offense, anything Dan Mullen has done on offense down there has been better than anything that's going on at Florida in like a half dozen years. You know, I mean, there's been no offense in Florida. I mean, the most amazing thing in all of college football is that Florida doesn't have offense. You know, I mean, you can talk about, well, it's strange that this team has this issue and this team has been in this funk for so long. But the fact that Florida in that state with all that skill position talent there and all those athletes hasn't put a representative offense on the field since Urban Meyer was there is just disgraceful.
Oh, yeah. And one game that was interesting, I was looking at some of the schedules. Miami goes to Toledo. Don't you think that could be an upset?
Well, Logan Woodside, the Toledo quarterback, is going to the NFL. So I don't know. Toledo will still have talent. Toledo always has athletes. You know, no offense to some of those MAC schools, but they seem to be able to get some guys into some of those schools that other schools can't get in.
I don't understand why Miami's even going to Toledo to play them. I don't get that.
Well, that was a home and home. There's that, and it may have been a 2-for-1 deal. But yeah, look, there are a bunch of these games in college football that just leave me shaking my head in terms of why the Power Five team is going to play games at some of these smaller schools. And actually, Miami has been involved in a number of them, except for last year, Joe, because you remember what they did last year, don't you?
Yeah.
The Arkansas State game.
App State.
Yeah, in the Arkansas State game last year where they skipped. Everyone knew the game could have been played. They could have got away from the storm, but Mark Richt didn't want to. And you know why? He didn't want to because they were only like a 12.5-point favorite in that game, and he was concerned that they could lose that game and blow their season. And so he'll say otherwise, and they'll say otherwise. But, you know, the whole world thought that game should have been played. The only people who didn't were Miami.
One last thing. Well, I was going to ask you about Mississippi State. I'll have to look at their schedule, but I think they're a 10-win football team. I think that defense is underrated, and I think that head coach is going to be really good. And the West is a little bit down. I think LSU is going to be a really bad football team this year.
Let's look.
Their schedule's brutal.
Actually, I was going to say let's look, but of course the schedule I just pulled up is the wrong year. So
LSU, I think, I want to say plays Miami first game out. I might be wrong on that, but I don't like anything about LSU.
So you think Mississippi State's going to challenge for the division then?
I think they're going to push it. I think they'll win 10 games with the bowl game. I think LSU is going to be down. I don't know what to think about Auburn. I think Auburn's pretty solid. Alabama's going to win the division, but I think they can easily be second.
That sounds
Miami's like, first.
Sounds like a chance of that to me. What did you say, Ramona?
I appreciate it.
Playing Miami first.
Thank you, Joe. Who is?
LSU.
Oh, where's that game?
It says neutral site.
Yeah. Must be in Atlanta. You know, look, I think that program is good. I think they are going to do pretty well. I think there's certainly talent there. And I think they have a chance for some success. And again, at the top of that division, Alabama has to it. You know, there are an amazing number of... Hey, Ramona, dude in Pickett says, well, I'll wager you $20 that you will never wager again. We'll never have to pay each other. That's pretty good. Thank you, dude. You know, that threw me off track. What was I saying? You know, I think that when you look at Alabama, that's what I was saying, for the upcoming season, you know, it's funny, their fan base actually seems divided about who should play quarterback. You know, look, I may have suggested some negative things about the Alabama fan base in the past, but if you people down there actually think that there's any debate at the quarterback position, if you think that Hurts should still be your quarterback, you don't have a clue. Now, you know, the real problem there is that Tua Tagovailoa is at that school. I don't know why he's at Alabama. It's a terrible fit. Just a terrible fit. He should be somewhere that's taking advantage of his skill set, and he would be putting up insane numbers, just absolutely insane numbers. And that's what he should be doing. That's what he should be doing. But no, he's landlocked in Tuscaloosa, where he's actually not a great fit to run that offense. I mean, he's incredible. And if Alabama has any common sense whatsoever, he's their quarterback. I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't a quarterback at all. Barrett Salih can write as many articles as he wants about Jalen Hurts improving. But he's not improving anything. He sucks. He's always going to suck. I mean, the kid has heart. He has character. You know, he has all those intangibles. Well, the only issue is he's a strong safety. That's what he is. Jalen Hurts' natural position is strong safety if he has a defensive player's mentality, which I think he probably does. I mean, that's his position. He's not a quarterback. He's never going to play quarterback, not at any level beyond this. Not in the CFL, you know, not in the Alliance League. Jalen Hurts is not a quarterback. He can't throw at all. I mean, he cannot throw a football at all. If you have any doubt, go watch the first half of the Alabama-Georgia game. I mean, he literally cannot throw at all. And that was evident back in Alabama's spring game from last year. And yet there are people in Alabama who are still debating the merits of those two quarterbacks, which is just absolute insanity. But the big problem Alabama is going to have, because look, Alabama can win with Jalen Hurts in the regular season. They've done that. They have superior talent. Saban is a control freak, likes to control every element. That's why he preferred Jalen Hurts play. Alabama can win the regular season with Jalen Hurts. The question for Alabama is the rest of that team. More specifically, as I've said, the defensive secondary, where they lose everybody. Everybody. They lose Averett, and they lose Micah Fitzpatrick, and they lose Ronnie Harrison, and they lose Brown, and they lose everybody. Everybody. Texter says, I'd argue the same about Kelly Bryant. Well, you'd be wrong. I mean, it's that simple. You can argue all you want. Kelly Bryant's light years better than Jalen Hurts as a passer. Light years better. Not even close. Not even close. Again, you can argue that, but Pro Football Focus, who charts every play, would say, you don't know what you're talking about. Because Pro Football Focus actually ranked Kelly Bryant the third best deep ball thrower in all of college football last year. Now, again, you want to argue, go argue with them. They chart every single play. Maybe some of them were an error. But they are, Kelly Bryant is light years better football player than Jalen Hurts. Light years. No comparison. None whatsoever. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. 269-1232. That's Gilstrap Roofing. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years. Father-son business, both Clemson guys. You know, this is what they do. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Do you know how difficult that is? It's virtually impossible. Because we live in a world of people who don't want to be satisfied. And yet, Gilstrap has satisfied everybody for over 30 years. And you've heard the unsolicited stories. People have called, written, told their story about Gilstrap. Call Gilstrap up. You'll have your own positive story to tell. Take advantage of their free checkup. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. When's the last time you even thought about your roof? Or do you just sit there and keep your fingers crossed until it starts raining inside? I wouldn't wait till then. 269-1232, 269-1232. The same texter says, eye test, Walt. Well, no. There's no comparison in the eye test. Kelly Bryant is pretty good, and his first year was very good overall. And I still see these people who write these negative comments about Kelly Bryant. Guy played through injury, got you to the playoff in a year that your skill position players were not physically mature. And really played well as you chart the whole year. And he's only going to get better this year. Jalen Hurts has had multiple years to show the whole world he can't throw at all. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Recently, I sat down with my friend Jana Candler, who is a new and upcoming realtor in the upstate.
Jana, I know you recently got into the real estate business. You're kind of new to the game, so give me some of your stats.
Well, I started back in May, and I've sold 12 homes worth almost $3 million, so I'd say that's a pretty good start. The most important thing to me is just taking care of my clients, mainly answering my phone and answering their questions and getting them to the closing without too much stress.
Break it down for me, Jana. Where are you buying and where are you selling these homes?
Pretty much all over the upstate. I recently sold two houses here in Clemson, and the rest have been in the Greenville area. But I service all over the upstate.
Jana, how can people reach you?
You can call me today at 313-6990 or visit my Facebook page at Jana Candler Properties. There's a couple of videos in there that will tell you a little bit more about me, as well as a video of what I do when I list a home. Jana Candler Properties with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Sedan Joiner. Putting the real in real estate.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. No comparison between Jalen Hurts and Kelly Bryant. Kelly Bryant, way, way better player. Much better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts. I don't think people understand me when I tell you Jalen Hurts is a strong safety. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I mean, the man could not win a punt, pass, and kick competition against 12-year-olds. He cannot throw a football at all. At all. There's no comparison. S-Dub says, Kelly Bryant has more career stats in one full season playing injured than Jalen Hurts has in two. What's going on there? All those lines are lit, and now they're not. Some of them getting back in. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. You know, I was reading some articles. By the way, good job of the Clemson baseball team this weekend in really adverse conditions. I know they lost the first game. You're not going to win every baseball game you play. It just doesn't work that way. And especially when frigid temperatures become a part of the situation. which it was in South Bend. I mean, I don't know how anybody plays baseball in those kind of conditions. And so he went up there, conquered the home team's conditions, and won the series. Well, you can't do better than that. That's the best you could have expected. Not reasonable to expect to go up there in 20-degree weather and sweep them in their building, in their facility. Not reasonable. So trust me when I tell you, that's about as good as you could get. And Clemson's played really well since getting swept by NC State. And I still say that Louisville series, the turning point of the season, because having lost four straight and going to Louisville, I was not optimistic. I thought it was quite possible you come back with a 7-game losing streak. And in a best case scenario, I thought you would have lost 2 out of 3 up there, but somehow found a way to win 2 out of 3 there, which is a tall task indeed, and one that I'm not sure anybody else will accomplish. So that's the series. That's the series that I think turned the tide of the Clemson baseball season back to positive and for the better. And I think when we look back on this season, however it turns out, it will be that series that changed the course of the season. Let's go to Craig on the Northland Communication phone lines. Craig!
Well, how you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
Oh, I'm doing good. I got three problems.
Okay.
And they're all personal, okay?
Okay.
The doctor told me to give up stress. I'm going home in 2 weeks to watch the draft with the Jets. Okay? So I have not missed a draft. My son, when he was 2 days old, was on my lap watching the draft in the hospital. Me and him have never missed a draft together. So I'm going to miss that, okay? The second thing, the doctor told me to give up smoking.
Wait a minute. Let me pause for a second. Time out.
Yeah.
So you are going to miss it. You're going to skip it.
I don't know if I'm going to have the energy to travel. I'm doing everything possible to go home.
Okay.
I've never missed a draft with my son. He might, worst comes to worst, if I can't, he might fly here just so we can watch it. But I want to go home.
Is it the draft or is it the Jets part in the draft?
No, it's the Jets part in the draft. Come on. This is a life. The Jets are my life. This is altering. This is a franchise altering move.
Here's the question.
1966.
All right, so here's 65. The question. Yeah, the Jets made a bold move, something that Buffalo has yet been able to pull off and desperately needs to. The Jets acted. The Giants weren't going to be an active trade partner with them because the Jets and Giants just don't make deals. At least never have. So given that situation, and the Giants were going to hold out anyway because the Giants were still considering taking their own quarterback. So that was not there was no potential deal there. The Jets executed the only potential deal. They did so like in the dark of the night. It was a stealthy move by the Jets, and one of the better moves this franchise has made in many, many years. All right, now given that setting, Craig, what do you want the Jets to do with that third pick?
Trade back and get all their draft picks again. Because there's no way they're going to get it right. The quarterback is such a crapshoot. It is such a crapshoot. No matter what you do, you have no idea. It is such a crapshoot. This Rosen guy has the potential to be as good as that quarterback in Green Bay or to be as bad as that freaking guy, Jamarcus Russell. It is such a crapshoot, and it's so franchise-altering. Why would you want to make that decision?
Well, because if you don't have one of those guys, then you don't matter. And so, the Jets are tired.
I'm being a little facetious there.
Here's something else. I don't know about this McCown cat. I have never really liked that family. I don't know what it is, but other than the fact that they're not good quarterbacks, but they seem to think they are, and they apparently all have lifetime contracts. And they get to hang around the National Football League for eternity.
Good job if you can get it.
Right, but here's the thing. You know, of the mad utterances by Johnny Manziel of late, one thing I heard him say gave me pause and made me think a little bit, And it was directly related to McCown. And he said that the worst thing that happened to him was he joined that toxic quarterback room in Cleveland with him. And he singled him out by name. Now, that made me think. Because if that's true, and again, I don't know how you determine what...
Which of the things that
Johnny Manziel has said are true and which are false. Yeah. But I found it odd that he singled out that one guy. It made it sound like that guy gave him a really bad time. I'm just pointing this out. If that's true.
You know what?
If that's true and you're about to draft a rookie quarterback, I would, if I'm the Jets, I'm paying attention to that. Because if that's true, I'm getting rid of that guy now.
Yeah, they had him for a whole year last year. I have a very minute inside knowledge. None of that was ever exposed. Because you think about the Hackenberg thing. However, you're talking about Johnny Manziel. It might have been toxic because, you know what, he was the rookie showing up hammered, doing drugs. Yeah. And I bet you McMahon was hammering him and making his life miserable.
Oh, and there may be.
Look at the big picture.
Look, I'm not accepting of Johnny Manziel's words as gospel and never have been. In fact, I've called him out repeatedly, even of late, for some of the things that he said. I'm just simply pointing out that even within the words of somebody who has demons and all sorts of issues, sometimes a germ of truth can be found. You know, for example, Jose Canseco was a terrible guy. He was a bad guy. He was a steroid user. And when he wrote that book, everyone said that. They said, well, why would we believe him? Well, you know what? He's a bad guy. He's a steroid user, and he told the truth.
Yeah, I get all that. But you know, I have not heard one inkling from that.
Okay.
If that is all true, and you worry about that, naturally,
all right, who do you want?
$10 million.
Who do you want before we get to your 2 and 3? Who do you want?
I don't really know. Let me
play it out for you. Let's say that Cleveland goes, well, it doesn't matter. Let's say, for the sake of argument, Cleveland goes Allen and the Giants follow and go Darnold. Because if Cleveland goes Allen, the Giants are taking Darnold. I can tell you that with 100% certainty. You can forget about Barkley, forget about that. If Cleveland goes Allen, the Giants are going Darnold, and that's going to leave you with Rosen and Mayfield. Who do you want, Rosen or Mayfield?
Tauber Barkley.
Yeah. It's not going to be one of those two.
I would just take Rosen because he has the potential to be as good as this quarterback in Green Bay, or he has to be the world's biggest bust. I don't know where they're going to go yet, but personally, the attitude and the personality aside, you know what? I've dealt with some of that crap in my life too. I would go with him because even if people say Allen's ceiling is so high, I'm not so sure about that. I would probably take Rosen because he has the potential to be the best quarterback in the NFL or just another bust. But he has the potential to be like Aaron Rodgers. That's the only reason I would go with that guy.
I don't know about the Aaron Rodgers comparison. I think that he has a very strong arm, but I don't know about athletically. I don't see the comparison between he and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, okay, I get that, but I'm just talking about the potential he has to do.
Look, I'm going to tell you.
I don't know.
I actually like ingredients about all these quarterbacks, and I think that they're all going to have a chance. It just depends where they go and what type of coaching they get.
Yeah, I just have a sneaky feeling they're gonna take this kid from Oklahoma for ticket sales and I have that sneaky suspicion that that's gonna happen. I really do.
Well, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I think the thought of Mayfield in that city with that team is not a bad idea. Look, Craig, the last time you mattered was 1969 when you had a quarterback who was arrogant and cocky and all that stuff. And that's the last time the last time you mattered.
I already told you this. Joe Namath was great. He won one important NFL
I know that.
Game.
I know you can't look at his career and say that he was a Hall of Famer or great or all that. But I can say this, Craig. That's the last time you mattered.
Yeah, no, I can tell you that. Joe Namath made my mother.
Hey, let me,
I'm only a Jet fan because of my mother.
Let me put it this way. Yeah, let me put it this way, Craig. Would you take one Super Bowl now and be happy for another 20 years?
I don't know if I got 20 years in me, but no, I want to win 20 Super Bowls. I want to win a Super Bowl every year.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be an aggravated Jet fan. It's in my blood.
But if you won one, Craig, if you could get a guarantee that you'd win one Super Bowl if you took this guy, would you take him?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Yes,
say
yes is the answer.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Quick, give me your point two and three.
What? Doctor said I can't smoke anymore. We all know how horrible that's going to be. Right. I just got a freaking whole great delivery of buds. Shot to hell. And he said I had to give up strenuous activity. I can't have sex for a while. Another reason I was going home.
Okay.
So this was like, you're going to be
all
kidding
right.
me.
All right. Open yeah, three. That's way more that's info my, than we need
life.
From you, Craig.
Hey, I love everybody. Sorry I haven't called. I have to get down. I have to, well, if I'm in the hospital, I can call all the time. But I got to, get down to the bottom of the mountain once in a while. Football season's coming, so you Clemson fans don't think you got a pass because I'll be back. All right, love
all right,
everybody.
Good. Thank
Ramona,
you,
Ramona. Thank you for not putting me on the clock, and I'll let you know what's going on with the health
right.
in the future. Okay,
all right, Craig. Thank you.
Right, bye bye.
Keep me updated. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. Look, the Reese family's been doing donuts right since the '60s. They're the best. They know donuts like no other. And they give us these offerings in Anderson Spartanburg, like the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the Oreo Cookie Donut, the Reese's Pieces Donut. Trust me when I tell you this. Get to Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg. Bring the kids. You can bring the whole family. The kids can watch the donuts being made through the glass partitions. You can hang out. You can watch sporting events on the big screen TVs. That is Krispy Kreme in Anderson Spartanburg. That's the Reese family. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. If you've never had them fresh off the press, you must try them. Incredible. And then remember, for all of your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? I mean, if you're a church group, youth group, any kind of group that needs to raise money, Krispy Kreme donuts, you will thank me later. All right, quick break. When we get back, Big Bad Bob and S-Dub. Good. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Granger Nissan is all about family, so they are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by to see me, Brad Sink, of Thursday, April 12th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid. You stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game where your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
There's no better bacon, egg, and cheese than Bojangles Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Fluffy folded egg, crispy bacon, and American cheese served on a hot, made-from-scratch biscuit. Try one for just $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Now, those who listen to the show will probably not be surprised by this. The rest of the world apparently will be. You know, I hate to do this, Ramona. It's a blessing and a curse. Being right.
What's the matter?
Being right. NFL Network, 15 minutes ago, this line, Andrew Luck has not begun throwing with an official NFL football. The Colts quarterback on trusting the process as he prepares for the 2018 season. Andrew Luck, again, NFL Network, Andrew Luck has not, this is exactly how it's written. Andrew Luck has not began, it says began, throwing with an official NFL football. Albert Breer, Colts quarterback, Andrew Luck says he hasn't thrown an NFL-sized football yet. I've not picked up the Duke and started throwing yet. I don't want to skip steps. I'm trusting the process. I'm in now. I'm trusting the process I'm in now very, very much. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I mean, the draft is upon us. Soon football will be underway. Andrew Luck, who was back, and the Colts said, no worries. Because remember, Ramona, some weeks ago, they said he had begun throwing a football.
Yeah, I remember.
So what's he throwing, a Nerf football? I mean,
wouldn't hurt his arm.
What exactly is Andrew Luck throwing if it isn't an official NFL football? You're telling me that we are, give me the date of his surgery again, Ramona. I'm sorry. Find me the date of that surgery. Because it's at least 14 months ago.
I think it's October of 2016.
Well, instead of guessing, find it for me again. But I think it's at least 14 months ago. At least 14 months ago. So Andrew Luck has not really thrown a football in something approaching a year and a half. Remember, last year, midseason, the Colts at the start of the year, let's go back. The Colts at the start of last year said he was fine, that he was going to be fine, he's going to be ready for the start of the year. Then it was, well, he's going to be ready 4 weeks in. And then midway through the season, they trotted him out to some practice, and all of a sudden the internet was aflame with reports that Andrew Luck was at practice throwing the football. And I came on that day and I said, forget it. I saw it. I saw the 30-second video. I said, that guy's not close to playing football. There's no way he's playing football last season. And that's what I said. And of course, he didn't. Well, now we're months and months removed from that. Andrew Luck's been over in Europe undergoing those blood procedures that are supposed to promote healing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now today, it's April 9th. The draft is less than 3 weeks away. Now today, on April 9th, you are telling me that the... Wait a minute. Then a few weeks ago, they said that Andrew Luck was throwing a football. That's what they said. They said he was throwing a football. And then I warned, well, I hope it's not the same soft toss that they did in the middle of last year when they said he was throwing a football. Now Andrew Luck is saying he's not throwing a regulation football. Again, I can't listen to the audio of his presser, so I don't know what exactly he is throwing or how he's throwing it, but if you're at April 9th and you're at least 14 months, maybe longer, removed from that surgery, and you still can't throw a football, you're screwed. You can say whatever you want. You can believe in whatever fairy tales and fantasies you want to believe. The Colts franchise is in big trouble. Big trouble. Look. Maybe the Colts should have stayed put and drafted a quarterback. Because I've suggested before, I suggested it last year, and I'm suggesting again, I'm not sure this guy is ever going to play.
January of 2017.
Or be the same.
I think. That's what I see here.
January, February, March, April. I guess that could be, No.
January 2017 to January 2018 is 12 months, and then you got April, that's about 14.
I'm thinking it was before that.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was before that, but okay, whatever it is, understand this. The Colts expected him back for the start of last year. Just so we understand the time frame and the expectations for the healing process, the Colts expected him to be back for the start of last season. We're now on to the next season, and this guy is still saying he's not throwing a football, and there's no reason to be concerned? Because remember, that's what Andrew Luck told us himself. He laughed it off and said, oh, no worries, everything is fine. No, Andrew, they're paying you $150 million, nearly $100 million of which is guaranteed. There's plenty of reason to be concerned. Here's one reason, Andrew. You were never on the football field last year. Never. When you were supposed to be good to go by the start of last season. And now in April, before the start of the next year, now you're saying, well, you're not, again, amidst reports or following reports 2 weeks ago that all was good, all was well, and he was throwing a football again. Now we're learning today that, well, oh, it's not a real football that he's throwing. Well, what is he throwing? I'm sorry. What kind of football is he throwing? He's not throwing a real football. He's not throwing a regulation NFL football. Oh, that gives me all sorts of confidence that he's going to be ready for the start of the year. I'm sorry. Let me get to the phones. Big Bad Bob and S-Dub, I'm coming right to you. Big Bad Bob.
Hey, Walt.
Bob, how are you?
I'm in a parking lot of a liquor store, and all these Colt fans are pulling in right now.
Yeah.
He matches his name, doesn't he? Luck.
Yeah.
Has he got a no-cut contract?
Well, he's got $100 million guaranteed, nearly $100 million, right. Whatever it is.
I mean, what's he got to worry about? And when he starts throwing the ball, I mean, when he goes to play, his arm would be mush, I guess. Okay, when's your prediction, or when is he done? Any minute.
Well, I mean, look, I think he's in. I think he and the Colts are in big trouble. Ian Rappaport said, Andrew Luck, speaking to reporters today, said he's very, very optimistic, but hasn't thrown a real football yet. Adds that if he wasn't making progress, he'd be freaking out. He is not freaking out. He said that last year. He said that early last season.
Well, listen, I'm bringing you a barber chair over there, so when you interview people, you can talk to them in a barber chair. It'd be like chat and clip or something like that. Would that be okay?
Huh? What? What? Oh, the LeBron James and Nick Saban thing. I see. No, I don't want LeBron suing me, wink, wink, for an original idea.
I just want to know one thing.
One that numerous people have pointed out, Andy Griffin show had in like 1950.
They'll be suing him too.
Oh yeah.
But anyway,
yeah, dig up those people, anyway, sue them. Wait till LeBron learns that Barney Fife sat in a barber chair.
And Floyd,
you'll be hearing from our lawyers. Hey Barney, you'll be hearing from our lawyers.
Dead guy.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, did you see the Tiger Woods interview on after the third round?
I'm not sure.
The girl interviewed him, and she said, Tiger, I know you're disappointed. And he just looked at her, huh? What do you mean? Of course I'm disappointed. But what do you think about the competition now in golf? Now, I mean, these are people, it's so ironic that these are the people that maybe Tiger Woods pushed into golf, some of them.
Oh, 20 years ago. Well, that may be. Look, there are a lot of good young players now, and he's a bad old player.
It's unbelievable.
And bad old players don't beat good young players. It's just the way it is.
Well, yeah, it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like the competition they have now. But I want to ask you one question.
By the way, Bob, Andrew Siciliano just tweeted, Andrew Luck last played in an NFL game 463 days ago. But there are no worries.
Holy mackerel.
There are no worries.
And he
last played in an NFL game 463 days ago, but there are no worries because Andrew Luck is out there tossing a Nerf ball.
Seven quarterbacks.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all, Andrew. I'm completely confident.
I won't take this off the air. Lamar Jackson and his mom. Do you think Lamar is going to get...
I think Lamar Jackson made a terrible decision. I don't know if that was his mother's doing. I don't know whose doing that was, but he needs to fire her immediately and hire somebody who knows what they're doing. Fire your mom, Lamar. Get rid of her today. Bob, I got
to
run.
It's like maybe she brings soup to him or something. I don't know.
Thank you, Bob.
I mean, that's going to ruin him. Yeah, see ya.
Thank you, Bob.
I'll see you in a little bit, Walt.
All right, sounds good. And by the way, thank you. Let me get to S-Dub quickly. S-Dub, how are you?
Walter D. How are you, sir?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, S-Dub. Thank you very much.
You are the Dr. Jekyll and Hyde of Sports Talk Radio, sir.
Is that good or bad?
It's both. You give us what we want and what we don't want.
I like it.
Got you. Listen, my take is actually on the Kelly Bryant and Hurst you were talking about.
Yeah.
But the Andrew Luck, I can tell you what he's throwing. He's throwing bank, son. He's throwing nothing but rolls of money.
That's true.
You called that about 3 weeks ago, I think. well, when all that came out or something
and,
like that.
And last year. I mean, again, when they had that practice session last year and they were saying the internet lit up on one weekday and said, Andrew Luck's back at practice. And I said, well, I need to see what's going on. So I found this little 25-second video and on air, I said, do not believe a word of that. I said, it's not true. I said, that guy's not playing football anytime this year. And now we're 463 days since he last played in an NFL football game. And he is coming out saying, no worries. I'm not throwing a real football, but there are no worries. Okay.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so three takes on the Hurst and Kelly comparison. I think Kelly Bryant is kind of Clemson's new age Taj Boyd, but more fit. The Tugaluga situation, or whatever his name is, with Hurst. Hurst can't throw anything. But Tugaluga is the new Deshaun Watson. And so Hurst has faced him on the opposite side. And now you got a cat that can chuck the pill like Deshaun.
Yeah, I think there's something to that.
I mean, that's, you know. And then three.
Good.
The other one I had was, and I'll take this off the air, was that in 1 year, Kelly Bryant's stats are pretty equal to Jalen's over three. Maybe rushing touchdowns and yards are the only two, you know, where Jalen's probably beating him, so. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, S-Dub. Excellent job. Yeah, look, I think that I think you're on to something there. And again, I just want to be clear about this. I think Jalen Hurts was the worst passing quarterback in all of major college football. I want to be clear. The worst. I watch every team, every player. I think he's the worst passing quarterback in all of major college football. All of it. At least teams that run conventional offenses. Let me tell you about my friends at Urban Nirvana. Urban Nirvana offers 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. Listen, if no one's given you a gift, give a gift to yourself. Give yourself the gift of Urban Nirvana. But listen, if there's somebody in your life that you care about, mother, wife, girlfriend, and massages are just not for ladies anymore. But if there's somebody in your life that you care about who does things for you, think about what a great gift Urban Nirvana would be. Oh, sure, you can do it on special occasions, but you don't need a special occasion. It'll come back to you tenfold. That's not why you give gifts anyway. But Urban Nirvana, with 12 different types of massage, including a salon, and there are even things like prenatal massage, which can be performed in any trimester. We've had couples just swear by that. That's Urban Nirvana. Get out there today. But here's the easiest thing to do. Go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate off your computer, and you're done. How about that? Do it today. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
There's no better bacon, egg, and cheese than Bojangles Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Try one today for just $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242, Highway 24 in Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671